Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. It looks like we're in for a near perfect Labor Day weekend weather-wise after a gray and damp Friday, that is. Meteorologist Joe Lundberg is a live preview of the holiday forecast for us.
Yeah, we see a frontal system that's going to work its way through the area today, so that's where we can get a shower or even a thunder shower in places. But once that clears the area this evening, skies clear with it. And it's going to reveal a beautiful holiday weekend with lots of sunshine. Temperature will be several degrees below historical averages, especially tomorrow with a high of only 75. But this great weather for outdoor activities will continue with low humidity Sunday and Monday. Cool nights, pleasant afternoons with temperatures mid to upper 70s. And the dry weather probably continues deep into next week. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg, the New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A lot of New Yorkers got a jump on their holiday weekend getaway yesterday, which is typical of a Thursday headed into a long holiday weekend. But it was a pretty rough go for air travelers at Newark with hundreds of flight delays. Today, not off to a great start at the airport either. 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley brings us up to date now in this report.
That's right, Donna. Looking up at the departure boards, we can see quite a few flights that are delayed here in Terminal A in Newark. FlightAware is reporting at least 16 delayed flights and 4 cancellations throughout the whole airport. And Drew just heading to Georgia. He's already been delayed 15 minutes, but he's hoping that his luck turns around.
I'm excited to get away from work. I think we should be good since it's such a weird time. I'm sure like the rush hour times are probably really busy, but I feel like we might have lucked out with such an early flight.
What time's your flight?
5 a.m.
Did you guys do that on purpose?
Yeah, it was also the cheapest option, so that was part of it as well, yeah.
Hey, that's a win-win. Got to keep the prices down.
And on the roads, it's still early, but the cars, they're out here. They're zipping in and out of the airport. And George tells me even going to the airport on his Lyft, he hit a little traffic. People are getting a jump start to their Labor Day weekend plans early. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live at Newark Airport.
And of course, as Mary Lynn was saying, don't assume you'll escape the stress if you're headed out by car for your Labor Day getaway. Traffic back up to pre-pandemic levels, and experts are predicting record traffic volume for much of the holiday weekend. Well, if you're gassing up before you hit the road for Labor Day, you'll be paying less than last Labor Day, a lot less. The average price in New York is $3.17 a gallon. It was $3.50 a gallon this time last year.
Gas Buddies Patrick DeHaan says the dropping cost of gas is partly the result of decisions made in the Middle East.
OPEC earlier this year began restoring or raising oil production. It has now completely reversed its cuts that it started in 2023.
DeHaan says gas prices this Labor Day will be the lowest they've been since 2020.
Correspondent Christopher Cruz, the gas price tracking website Gas Buddy, says they expect the national average to drop another few cents between now and Labor Day on Monday. Well, August is winding down with a spike in gun violence in the Bronx. At least 15 people shot since last weekend. Mayor Adams has announced a police surge in the borough headed into the Labor Day weekend. 1,000 extra officers on duty.
It's a busy time for the NYPD, but Mayor Adams won't let that stop the department from responding to the surge in gun violence.
Many of those offices, particularly during this weekend, normally we're down at the West Indian Day Parade, but we are zero focus on the Bronx because of what we're seeing. 1,000 more officers.
But it's not just about the manpower.
We're going to reach out to the notable gang members, the shooters, the trigger pullers, and see if we can sit down around the table and talk about how do we end this violence.
Here at Hafen Park in Baychester, over 60 shots were fired at a basketball court over the weekend. One person was killed. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Now, when announcing the police surge, Mayor Adams said the shooters are getting younger and younger, as are the victims, and quote, "We can't keep doing this." Well, the outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in central Harlem has claimed another life, the seventh so far. We're only just finding out about it now, but Health Commissioner Dr. Michelle Moore says the victim died sometime before mid-August. So far, there have been 114 confirmed cases, and in addition to the seven deaths, another six people are still in the hospital. Most of the victims live in one of six zip codes in Harlem. Legionnaires is a type of pneumonia caused by the Legionella bacteria. The bug thrives in warm water, so it tends to spread through building water systems. Well, it may sound unlikely, but it seems New York has a shortage of millionaires. Seriously, a new report from a nonpartisan watchdog group argues that the city should do more to keep millionaires from moving away because they're critical to New York's tax base and help fund important services. The Democratic nominee for mayor, Zohran Mamdani, has made income inequality a cornerstone of his campaign as opposed to too few millionaires.
As we stand here by Wall Street, where last year they had more than $40 billion in bonuses, we ask ourselves, how is it that one in four New Yorkers are still living in poverty?
Mamdani speaking after the March on Wall Street. That report from the Citizens Budget Committee cites figures from 2012, which show millionaires made up less than 1% of the city's tax base, but paid 40% of the personal income taxes in the five boroughs. Statewide numbers were similar, they say. Wannabe renters, beware. That is the warning after word of a con artist who's been scamming people in Hell's Kitchen with fake apartment listings, then making off with their security deposits. City Council member Eric Botcher described the con for 1010 Winds.
He was showing the same apartment to many different people, signing a sublease with them, and then keeping the money. His roommate, who lived with him in the apartment, told me that people are showing up still thinking that they're moving into that apartment. They were scammed.
The suspect has been identified as 43-year-old Nicholas Fuelling, who's allegedly ripped off multiple victims looking for apartments. Police are still trying to track him down and make an arrest, they say. Well, a couple of chain snatchers on the loose in the Bronx. The NYPD has released surveillance footage of two guys who've robbed at least four people on the street in a matter of days this month. The most recent, happening on Monday, August 18th in the Port Chester section. A 68-year-old man had his chain yanked off. Anyone with information asked to get in touch with Crime Stoppers. After several months and almost 100 people sickened, the source of a coast-to-coast salmonella outbreak has been traced to eggs. That's forced a big recall from a California egg company, which has suspended production.
Public health officials say a multi-state outbreak of salmonella infections has been linked to eggs with dozens of illnesses dating back to January. The CDC and FDA says California-based Country Eggs has recalled its large brown cage-free sunshine yolks and omega-3 golden yolks. At least 95 people across 14 states have reported becoming sick. The CDC says 18 people were hospitalized. Officials say don't eat the recalled eggs, return them to the store, or throw them away.
Correspondent Michelle Friends, and at least two salmonella cases have been reported here in New York, though the vast majority have been in California. No deaths have been connected to the outbreak. The recalled eggs have sell-by dates as late as September 18th. Well, for a lot of pet lovers, our dogs and cats are like our children, right? So it makes complete sense that when there's a messy divorce, people often fight just as much over who gets the pet as they do over the house and the kids. But it doesn't have to be that way, says divorce attorney Shane Farley. He's the co-owner of Trusted Pet Nup, which is offering free, legally binding pet prenuptial agreements for couples that adopt rescue dogs. He tells 1010 Winds couples often get so-called practice pets as a trial run for children.
They get this pet. And then if the relationship doesn't work out, it could be a really expensive legal battle. So, and if it's not a legal battle, oftentimes the pet is brought back to a shelter. And we just thought, well, that's not cool. We need to figure something out. And if we're going to do it, let's do it right.
Now, while the service is free for rescue pets, the price is pay what you want for everyone else, with proceeds donated to animal charities and shelters.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.